Listen carefully then to the lessons from God's Word for this Reformation Festival Sunday. We'll look first of all at the Old Testament book of Jeremiah. Remember Jeremiah serving as the prophet in the southern 10 tribes of Israel during the time that came just before they were taken into captivity. So he had a very important message to speak to the people of Israel, not just a message of warning and a call to repentance, but also then confidence in the promised one that was to come. Listen to Jeremiah 31, starting with verse 31. Yes, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their fathers when I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt. They broke that covenant of mine, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. But this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds, and I will write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will each one teach his neighbor or each one teach his brother, saying, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord, for I will forgive their guilt, and I will remember their sins no more. Our first lesson. Take the insert then in your bulletin. That's the single white sheet that has Psalm 46 on it. That's Psalm 46 from the old hymnal. We'll use that as our psalm for today. It's the insert in the bulletin, Psalm 46. Second lesson then this morning is a little bit different than what I have referenced in, at least on that green insert, the one that has the questions on it. The one that has the questions on it, that one, Romans chapter 3, is certainly appropriate for Reformation Day as it zeroes our attention in on that truth that we are all sinful, and yet God has sent His Son to redeem all from their sins by His death on the cross. The reading that I have instead that is taken from Galatians talks about the results then of that redemption that Christ won for us. Written for us in Galatians chapter 5, we'll read verses 1 to 6. The Apostle Paul says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not allow anyone to put the yoke of slavery on you again. Look, I, Paul, tell you that if you allow yourselves to be circumcised, Christ will be of no benefit to you. I testify again to every man who allows himself to be circumcised that he is obligated to do the whole law. You who are trying to be declared righteous by the law are completely separated from Christ. You have fallen from grace. Indeed, through the Spirit, we by faith are eagerly waiting for the sure hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision matters. Rather, it is faith working through love that matters. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our gospel acclamation, then, is going to focus on God's Word. That'll be our seasonal verse for today. Page 161 in the hymnal. Let us now rise to honor the gospel. Gospel today is recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 8. We'll start at verse 31. This also serves as the sermon text for today. Please listen closely. We're told there, "So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, 'If you remain in my word, you are really my disciples. You will also know the truth, and the truth will set you free.' 'We are Abraham's descendants,' they answered, 'and we have never been slaves to anyone. How can you say you will be set free?' Jesus answered, 'Amen, amen, I tell you, everyone who keeps committing sin is a slave to sin. But a slave does not remain in the family forever. A son does remain forever. So if the Son sets you free, you really will be free.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be to you, O Christ. We will continue then with our sermon hymn for today. You may be seated. It's number 864. 864.